Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, it's time for Pensacola Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. This is Pensacola Business Radio Foodie Life episode, five, sponsored by Big Rhino. We do have shirts available now, so if you're interested, you can find us on our website at pensacola.businessradiox.com, or you can find us at Foodie Life One on Facebook or on the internet and see the shirts that we have or get in contact with us and find out how to get one for yourself. So I have three really cool guests, two who have been here before under the Foodie Life umbrella and one who is not. So Diana, welcome.
Thank you.
Renee, welcome. And Tim, welcome.
Great to be back.
Great to be back.
Always a good time to drink with you.
Yeah. Yeah, on a Wednesday afternoon. Yeah. You know, why not? Because there's nothing else important that we have to do, I promise you.
It's so, a hard job.
Yeah, exactly.
I actually was feeling that way in the office. I was just paid a visit by a sales rep from
the Six Sheriff?
Point. No, I haven't been that fun in quite a long time.
Yeah.
No, sales rep from Six Point Brewing came by. Just happened to be on the day where my Beer Garden article was a Six Point beer. And his boss saw it in advance last night and said, "Hey, this guy's writing about us in Pensacola."
Yeah.
He's like, "Well, I'm going to be in Pensacola tomorrow." So it just worked out.
Did you bring one?
I did. This is the beer that's in my newspaper column today. This is their cream. It's a cream ale that's been brewed with blonde coffee.
What?
Which is, yeah. Brewers are getting weird these days, man. And I brought a couple other goodies. I mean,
all right. So where are we starting?
Well, we're probably going to have to start off with this one.
Mardi Gras.
Yeah, Mardi Gras ended yesterday. Today is Ash Wednesday. We are all going to repent. We're going to atone. We're going to give up. So we've got
nothing. We're drinking beer today.
Like, we're true foodies, so we're not giving up anything.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll give up one less night of chaos. How about that?
Right. This is a Abita's King Cake Soda. I have not tried this yet, but this is the first in the line of specialty sodas that they're making.
Okay.
They've always done Abita root beer with cane sugar and
right.
the Abita Springs water and sassafras.
So does this have alcohol in it?
No, there's no alcohol. This is just soda.
Oh, cool.
Except apparently it tastes like king cake frosting.
Well, let's find out. Awesome. All right. So we've got so king cake beer. We've got king cake soda, cream beer. What's the other one you got?
Beer. It's a new one I just found available locally. It's a brewery from North Country, which is up in Pennsylvania. And this is their Buck Snort Stout. We'll be getting into that one last.
Awesome. So, Diana, you don't serve beer down at Roly Poly, do you?
No, I looked into it in the past.
Yeah.
It was a thought.
As well, it should be for anybody who owns a restaurant.
Yeah. We just never went through with it,
I guess,
with all the different permitting and the licensing. Yeah.
It's not an easy task. So, okay. Well, so I'm smelling this. This is why I'm quiet. So this smells really good. It smells exactly like a king cake.
Yeah, it kind of does.
All right, here we go. Oh, wow.
I heard it's like drinking frosting.
Oh, wow.
It is.
My kids would love
that.
Yeah.
Not to encourage Abita products on my kids, but
I thought that was going to be a lot more sugary, actually.
Really? That's not enough for you, Tim?
Sugary.
Seriously?
It's very sugary.
Yeah. Cinnamon comes through.
That is crazy.
Cream frosting, like cream cheese frosting and cinnamon.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Uh-huh.
Very interesting.
I don't know if that's going to stay on the shelf.
It? Right.
What would you mix with it?
Yeah.
Yeah. How would you make it an adult king
yeah,
cake?
Yeah. Like
thing?
Maybe like a whipped vodka or the sherbet, maybe.
You know, that might not be a bad idea, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Definitely. Even something
some
like
squirt.
He's talking about soda, folks.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Very sugary.
Yeah. I'm a little taken back. I'll be honest. Renee, you've got this face no, just not working.
Maybe a little hazelnut liqueur.
I love Abita's beers and root beer. I will say that.
Yeah. All right. Fair enough. Okay. So what do you guys got going on? Because I know we've got a couple crazy weeks coming up.
We have a crazy month coming up. Gosh. At Hopjack's, we're going to be having a beer dinner coming up at the end of this month.
Beginning of next month, I think.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be the beginning of next month. And then we're having a wine dinner next month as well. We've got Valentine's Day, Pensacon. Do you want to?
Pensacon.
Yeah, so I got the menu here in my hand.
We cannot dodge Pensacon if you live and operate downtown. I mean, it's just too huge of an entity, and it's an amazing time for everybody, actually. I mean, you don't even have to be a nerd. You don't have to be into you know, the
genre. Fantasy or yeah. the sci-fi.
You don't even have to be one of the people who dresses up, the cosplayers, you know, it's a lot of fun, and you get to meet a lot of amazing people, and you cannot negate what Mike Ensley and the rest of the Pensacon crew has done in terms of setting up the event, bringing yeah. in the guests and organizing when they're going to be speaking, what panel goes where. And it's just getting bigger and bigger every year.
Yeah. So Kat was in here yesterday, and I told you, and she was their marketing person, and was laying some numbers on us that were just really impressive yeah. for what they've done in the last 3 years. But this year, how they have really made it a campus style event. Mm-hmm. So you realize that it's more than just the Grand Hotel or yes. the Civic Center.
Yeah. And that's something I thought they was like one of their advantages since year one. And this is just year three, and their reputation has gotten so big.
Yeah.
But when you've got something that's supposed to promote everything that's part of downtown, it just makes sense to find places that have open spaces yeah. downtown where they can have these satellite events, you know, like the Sanger Theater. People from out of town get to get walked past or shuttled past mm-hmm. All these other businesses. And a lot of us downtown are participating for the third year in a row along with them.
Yep.
And so they see,
I'm pulling them up right now.
They see all the places that are just decorated out. You know, Hop Jacks is going to have its comic book themed decoration going on. And then, of course, the Tin Cow is going to have its horror theme decorating going on. And so people get to see these things, wonder what's going on inside of there. Mm-hmm. And with that, you know, we just have to have a little bit of extra fun with it, which is why every year I come up with some specialty cocktails.
Tim has fun with it.
Tim is our office nerd. We get him and our graphic designer together, and they just nerd out. And, of course, I make them feel nice and old because they're like, what about this movie? And I'm like, I was born in 1990, right. Tim. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah, Star Wars to you is still 1, 2, and 3, isn't it?
She hasn't seen Mallrats.
Yeah.
Seen Mallrats.
So, in all defense, Kat Bishop, who is their marketing person, had not seen Mallrats until literally 3 days ago.
Oh, man.
Okay, I'm actually working the event at Seville. They're going to have the Mallrats screening.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go help out with that, go kind of see some behind-the-scenes Pensacon stuff. So I will be seeing it with the cast live. I don't think you can top that.
Yeah, that's true. So Kevin Smith and they're all going to be here? Maybe?
Kevin Smith has not been announced as far as I'm aware, but he was involved in last year's Pensacon with a project that I am actually a small piece of, which is my friend Sean Linezzo's Stairmaster project. The original documentary Sean did was shopped off to Sundance, and Kevin Smith and View Askew Productions saw it, and they decided that they loved the concept and they wanted to fund a documentary 10 years down the road from the original Match of the Century.
Right.
And so all that was happening last year. And so we were live on the stage of the Sanger Theater while our friend Dave Wiggins went up against Will Lemon for the rematch 10 years later, North American Fight Club style. And
yeah,
there was a lot of drama involved in that, but just be looking for that. It's when that documentary fully said and done, it's going to be a lot of fun to watch. And yeah, you get to see me as well as hear me in that one instead of just hearing my voice here, right. Which is a treat for everybody. I'm sure.
So what I don't know if this is going to be a generational thing for you, because it's a weird sense of humor to get some of that Mallrats and Chasing Amy and some of those, I don't even know what you call it, periodica, you know, to an extent. So I know that those that have not seen it back in the day, sometimes now look at me like, dude, why did you ever tell me to watch that movie? But for me, it's hilarious. So I hope that you have a good experience.
I might be like texting you guys, asking you to translate. You're
like, hey, what does this joke mean?
Like, everyone's laughing. I don't get it.
Yeah. No, it's just, like I said, I don't know if it's a generational thing here.
Hopefully not. Hopefully it's a great time. I mean, and hey, I'm sure that I'm going to be like, you know,
yeah,
number one fan that night.
But but your generation didn't hang out in the mall, did you?
When I was like 12, I mean,
well, okay.
This mall was actually really good out here, though. Like Cordova's mall is actually like I'm from Destin, so I'm used to the Fort Walton Beach Mall that's dying. I mean, things are just leaving it left and right. You know, everyone kind of
seeing back in the day. That's where we wanted to be, right?
Well, I used to hang at Mariner Mall.
Yeah, I remember.
Oh, okay.
That might tell my age a little bit.
I remember Mariner Mall. Back when it was more than just Love and Mood Lingerie the second run theater.
The old time pottery used to be there too, like originally. Uh-huh.
And they had a really cool arcade. And that's the one thing that's defined generations, I think, is that your arcades these days, their shooter games and their racing games.
Yeah.
Where's the pinball?
I know.
Mm-hmm. Where's the real arcade?
Yeah.
Is it now?
Is it Galaxa? Galaxy?
Galaga?
Galaga?
Yeah. Yeah. That was the fun one.
So wait, is that what you guys would do, is go play in the arcade?
Yeah.
Or what would you guys do at the mall?
Like, the mall was like the place to go. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was, you got dropped off by mom and dad. And
just to get away for a while.
Good independent
and do whatever.
Yeah. Arcades.
You'd spend absolutely no money except maybe on food.
Yeah.
And you'd walk around and just be there. Food talk.
Unless you were really bad.
Talk, yeah. Which, by the way, okay, so let's talk food talk real quick. So the mall, man, when growing up, was the pizza was awesome. Sbarro.
Oh my gosh. Yes, that is so stereotypical mall food. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. No, we had Big Top Deli at University Mall, mm-hmm. and they had the best meatball subs.
Yep.
I don't know what that guy did different, but the meatballs were.
Do you remember Blimpies? Blimpies used to be in the mall too, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, Blimpies was, they went chain.
Yeah.
Not too long. And then we had a Blippi's downtown, which is now Pita Pit.
Yeah. I thought they were the weirdest thing because they actually sliced their pickles when you ordered them for the sandwich. It was the weirdest thing.
No, gosh. I hate it. I always have to tell Jimmy John, like, can you do it into fifths for me? Thanks. I know. Nice pain in the butt.
All right. So what else? What
nice segue to some other new sandwiches that are available.
Yeah.
Which is Roly Poly. We actually had Roly Poly cater the very first Pensacon commercial.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Shoot.
And we were out there at this
2 degrees of separation
right
here.
Yeah.
There's this police officer's farm in Cantonment. The most houses under construction. And it was a really, really, really hot summer day. And poor these people. Oh, man. We had a few people faint out. They had to be stretchered off.
Wow.
But what we do remember from that was really good for the rest of the day besides shooting was, oh, my God, look at all these sandwiches.
Yeah,
and that was my first experience at Roly Poly. It's like cashew chicken mm-hmm. salad, and
I have that.
She brought them all. Yeah, yeah. So what? All right. So tell everybody what you got.
So I have the
because if you haven't been there, you need to go.
It's our top five selling sandwiches. We have a monster veggie, the California turkey, smokehouse turkey, basil cashew chicken, and the ranch roast, which is your
totally
favorite.
My favorite. Yeah. Totally my favorite. So,
but I remember that, actually. I made those sandwiches.
I took some food that went in your mouth that day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's it, man. So you guys can dive in.
I think we need a beer to pair with it.
Something
as well.
Not as sugar. Right, so I'm going to drink this water and get all this syrup out of my mouth first.
Well, the next beer up for consideration. This, like I said...
I'm going to warn you, I'm not a huge cream soda fan to begin with.
It's not a cream soda.
I know it's a cream beer, which is why I'm going to give it the benefit of the doubt.
Well, normally, like I said in my column today, cream ale traditionally has like very little more charm than, say, your average, you know, macro domestic. You know, it's not a lot going on there. Not a lot of body, not a lot of flavor. This is different, though. I mean, this is Six Point. Six Point has always done things a little bit more thoughtfully. And case in point, they took some blonde brewed coffee and added that to the beer. I think...
I'm down with caffeine in beer.
Well, actually, they're not allowed to do caffeine in beer because then it falls...
So what happens with the coffee, though?
Well, it's a decaf version.
Oh,
sorry. It's about the flavor and
building.
Might as
well be drinking O'Doul's. I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
No, it falls under the category of energy drink if you leave the stimulant in there along with the alcohol. And then it starts getting treated the same way as the stuff like
the
Sparks
monsters
and
Sparks,
Steel Reserve. And
those things that aren't necessarily really...
But
they're really good
do,
for your heart, aren't
yeah,
they?
Right?
Oh, yeah. And right, anyone who knows me knows I've been off caffeine since 1998. So something like this is perfect. I get the flavor.
I don't even want to know why you had to go off of caffeine since 98, Tim. But I got a good okay. All right.
But yeah, this is a 6 point cream. And
all right. That's good.
Mm-hmm. It's got the really big coffee nose to it, but it's also got like little elements of like buttered biscuit and vanilla bean going on in there. And
so I could drink a couple of these without that like sugary malleability that happens when you get these sort of rummy, buttery kind of ale things.
Right. And you know what this smells like? If anyone who's anyone who ever visited their parents at work back in like the 80s.
Yeah, the butterscotches in the bowl.
No. They had the cheap like Maxwell House coffee pot going and it has some non-dairy creamer.
Yeah.
This reminds me of the smell of the break room at my dad's office.
Yeah.
when I was a kid, and I go in there and I would like get into their stash of sugar cubes and have that along with my chewing gum.
There you go.
This is that coffee smell. It's just something that takes you back in memories.
Where's the
back
can?
To 1998.
Yeah.
No, that's it. That was a little bit earlier than that.
All right. So we got the beer. All right. So you got to taste one of the roast beef ones. It's my favorite. Okay. And then I didn't tell Doc that we were going to do this, but I have Doc's Jamaican jerk sauce, which has been sitting on my shelf since they came in from MB Family Foods. Mm. So you got to have one bite without it and then one bite with it because this stuff is awesome. So this Doc like hung out in Jamaica and loved it so much that
I don't blame him a bit
that he was like, I've got to recreate the taste memories from there. So he literally started growing his own style of peppers and stuff and then created this sauce. And so when they came in, it's so good, man. It's like true Jamaican jerk. It's got kick, but it doesn't blow your head off. And it's got flavor to it. You know what I mean? It's got flavor.
Oh, yeah.
As opposed to just being hot pepper spice. So when they came in, they brought that and they brought the Jamaican hot sauce, which is awesome because I like really hot stuff.
I've actually eaten that at home. So I've had the hot sauce and I was going to venture to make some chicken.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. That's what he brought
this
in.
Sauce. Yeah. And I just haven't yet. But the hot sauce is delicious.
He brought in grits. They make grits with Jamaican jerk grits with cheese. And oh my God, it was delicious. I'll send some home so you can take it to Joe. So that one's really good.
It is.
All right. So you can put some of that on the sandwich and we'll just enhance roly poly all day long.
So are we doing like free for all? Like
yeah,
your
go
sandwich,
for it.
Or like, are we all going to like do the same, like going rounds, or how do you want to play this game?
I say start wherever you feel comfortable.
Okay.
Whatever you don't eat is going home with me. So it's good, isn't it? The hot sauce?
Yeah, I do. The tamarind really shows up. It gives you this tanginess that I think a lot of hot sauces rely upon vinegar for.
Yes.
And
so that's what I mean. He's got flavor in with it.
Flavor instead of just the pure sourness of vinegar, which I'm not a fan of.
We're going to tag him when I repost the interview because I told him it's been sitting on the shelf just waiting to be used. And I didn't want to take it home because if I took it home, I knew I would eat it in like a week. And I knew at some point somebody else has to taste the sauce. So I left it.
Definitely.
So it's good. I really like this beer.
Finish it.
I'm going to 6 points cycliquid. Awesome.
They
7.2%. They
don't
tell.
They don't adhere to a strict schedule for their for their seasonals, and they don't release the same seasonals every single year. Case in point, High Res just came out, and it's been a couple of years since they've done High Res. I have that on tap at our Downtown Objects right now.
And they're out of formulated by the Mad Scientist 6 Point Brewery, Brooklyn, New York.
Brooklyn. They're in the Red Hook district of Brooklyn.
Yes. And they're actually brewing it there too?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, awesome.
They started in a tiny little garage and they now and still remain to this day in a former a factory that made like lawnmowers.
Awesome.
Like, yeah.
So you get a little grassy aftertaste or what?
It's been a while, but yeah. They just
that's cool, man. These guys that brewing beer is becoming so accessible now that you can do it in some old abandoned warehouse in a city or storage unit or even the front end of a restaurant in a couple hundred square feet.
That's something that's actually been introduced to the city council recently. There is a guy I've only heard so far. I mean, I'm not like super in the know in this town. Like people think I am just because I write about beer every week.
But, Tim has a bubble.
I've heard it. People ask me about a brewer goes by the nickname of Thor, and he's wanting to open up a brewery on the north side of town somewhere in 9 Mile Road vicinity. But apparently the zoning isn't working for what he wants to do up there. So basically he can't have a brewery unless it's within Pensacola city limits. And people are asking me about the brewery going on over behind McGuire's. And again, I can only tell you what I've heard, which is rumor, conjecture, until I hear it from the horse's mouths. So, but that just shows that Pensacola is growing.
Yeah.
It's expanding out. The fact that you find places like the last time we were here, Patrick and Blake with Union Public House, they have moved away from Palafox.
Right.
They're trying to make sure people keep spreading out. I mean,
down towards the water and back towards Maritime.
Yeah.
It's like really expanding like everybody had envisioned it.
Right. Like It's like Vonnegut said, you know, diaspora, you know, these things need to spread outwards from a central point.
Yeah.
So
that was Slaughterhouse Five was my thesis in one of my thesis in college.
I'm highly misunderstood book. Yeah. Highly misunderstood.
But what are you guys eating?
I have the smokehouse turkey and I used it with the hot sauce and it's really good. It's spicy hot sauce.
Which
for sure,
you the hot really or the good. Jerk?
I use the hot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I tried both. The hot is so much better, in my opinion. Like, that's because
I love hot sauce, and that's got awesome flavor. What'd you put it on?
I have the cashew chicken, and it is so good.
That's definitely the number one selling sandwich.
Okay, cool.
Okay, well, let's tell them where they can get it.
Oh, Roly Poly. We're outside of Cordova Mall on Bayou Boulevard. Our neighbors are Sprint and Starbucks and Small Cakes Cupcakery.
Yeah.
I'll throw a plug in for her because they are the best cupcakes. So if
she's hooking
been there,
you up with sugar in the afternoon, isn't she?
I actually have to stay away from her because, you know, it's the first year I'm on a diet, so shouldn't be eating cupcakes, but they're so good. And when they bake in the morning, I can smell it.
Yeah.
Like through the wall, you know? So. But we're on Bayou Boulevard and come holler at us. Right now we're doing delivery specials. So no, $10 minimum within 5 miles, no minimum within a mile. Within 30-minute delivery. I'm not Jimmy John's. I mean, we are definitely a mom and pop, but we're trying to increase deliveries a little bit. You know what I'm saying? So,
Have you talked to City Spree?
Oh, yeah. He delivers for us for sure.
Okay, cool.
He does our outside of 5 miles.
Okay.
Because we are a corporation, we have to abide by franchising rules or whatnot. Yep. So, within 5 miles, that's our jurisdiction.
That's you guys.
But outside of 5 miles is definitely City Spree.
Yeah, okay.
I have them advertised on the website and everything. So,
cool. Yeah, so what's the website? See how I did that?
www.orderrolypoly.com.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. So, what did you have, Tim? The roast beef?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, that's awesome, isn't it?
I'm sorry. I'm just a sucker for roast beef.
Okay. And then the sauce. Which you guys don't have it really pulley, but if somebody wants it to put on it, they can get it. I know that he sells it at Apple Market.
Oh, yeah.
I know he sells it at the Palafox Market. And then, Tim, is there a website on there?
Yeah, thank you.
MBFamilyFoods.com.
Yep, MBFamilyFoods.com will let you order it. So.
Or docsjsauce@gmail.com. Gmail?
Yeah.
Still a thing.
Yeah, still a thing. A lot of entrepreneurs use it. You would be amazed.
I'm still getting those CDs for AOL 1600 free minutes.
Mm-hmm. No way.
No, I'm kidding.
So, do you know anybody in your life that is still on AOL?
My mom.
Yep, my mom is too. So is my dad.
It still says it's you great. Got mail when she logs in.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
I remember the dial-up sound. The like you wait forever and you're
that's
like.
What, they call that dubstep music now.
I had it
sounds like a modem dial-up.
I had come to Hop Jacks for Basement Wednesdays. We'll be playing it tonight.
You see what she did there.
How's the outside thing? Is it done and ready to go?
Hop Shack?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, we're waiting for the weather to get a little bit warmer.
Who needs warm weather? Put a torch out there.
Joe's thinking about making it a little bit more tiki.
Speaking of torches.
Yeah.
See what I did there? See what I did?
get us a 7% alcohol beer and all of us are like it. Comedians now.
Yeah. I'm building a brand out of it, you know.
So, yeah, Hop Shack's been up and running since June. It's just taken a quick little hiatus for the cold weather.
Yeah.
Because it does get a little bit.
Well, you guys did some repairs too, because I was there and it looks like somebody was working on it.
I mean, always. You never know what's going to happen.
It's a restaurant. We're fixing something every day.
Like, we have someone on staff full time for that. But no, it was really convenient. You know, we just watched the Mardi Gras parades from the best view in town, the Hop Jacks balcony. Uh-huh. And so it was nice to be able to go downstairs and just, you know, run and be like, hey, we need some fireball shots. All right, thanks. And run back upstairs. But we have this really awesome frozen drink machine that I cannot wait for us to bring back out because being able to get like frozen Jack and Cokes in the summertime.
That one is a game changer.
Yeah.
It makes
life amazing.
Jack and Coke slushy is a game changer.
I thought you were off of the caffeine.
I am. I had a little sip and it's like, oh my gosh, it takes me back. Because no bar ever stocks caffeine-free cola products.
Sure.
Unless it's Sprite.
Right.
So your options are limited. And it's like, oh, that takes me back to the days when I could. And You know, just
we're gonna have to send him off to like caffeine rehab after he has that Jack and Coke.
The nostalgia kicking.
Only have to send me to the emergency room. My heart will blow out like white walls in an old tire.
Okay, so it's with that vision in your head now. Yeah, gee, I'll take two. So let me get this straight. It's like a straight up Coca-Cola icy, but it's got Jack in it.
Yeah, and then you can even get a floater on top for like $2.
Oh yeah,
and
so. You know,
because
just like a
bushwhacker,
one's never enough, you know. So does it make anything else?
Yeah, I mean, so you just pour in whatever
mix you want.
It's actually really fun. Like Joe's really cool about when you're at the Hop Shack, when you're the bartender, like you get to decide what beers are going to be out there, what you want that frozen drink to be. And so it was really funny watching this past year. One of our bartenders, Andrew, would come up and partner with our graphic designer. He'd be like, I think I want to do gin and juice. So they would make the label and there's a big Snoop Dogg picture. You're like, I'll take a Snoop Dogg. Thanks. Awesome. Shizzle.
So when does this thing get broken back out? Because I want to be first in line.
It's out there and just warm weather. And Andrew, unfortunately, he's leaving us. He's moving on to.
He had too much gin and juice.
Who knows? You just come to a point when you decide you might want to try a couple things that are new. I mean, Andrew, along with myself and one guy who's now at 9 Mile Road Hop Jacks, we're the last of the three original hires.
Oh, wow.
8 years.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. February 13th. Next weekend's our 8-year anniversary.
This weekend.
This weekend. Oh, what day is it?
Saturday.
Oh, I'm way off my schedule then.
Yeah.
No wonder I had free time to come out here today. I'm way off my schedule. Yeah, this Saturday, it's our 8th birthday.
Awesome. That's the big W on the pillbox, Tim.
So this is just a curious question. I'm visiting Mobile this weekend, and I noticed that there's a Hop Jacks there.
Used to be.
Oh, so yeah. It's not there anymore.
No, I was GM there for 10 months.
Oh, okay.
It was tough.
I love the brie with the...
The brie bacon dip?
Jeez.
Yes. Oh, and you get it fried too, though. Like the little.
Have a look on her face for you at home.
You can get it fried?
Yes. What? Like, so you have these, like, fried, you know, goodness in your mouth. Like,
because
just, like,
cheese just isn't good enough.
Brie cheese.
Let's fry it.
At that. And I have to tell you, I don't like it everywhere. Yeah. But you
well,
guys,
and I can't eat brie cold. The only way I can eat brie is hot.
Correct.
If it's cold, it's got that
it's
weird,
creamy,
funky smell. Musty thing working for you.
I agree. And jeez, we use brie as well as one of our ingredients at the Roly Poly. And most of the sandwiches are hot so that it'll melt. Mm-hmm. But I do have two that are cold, and I kind of wonder that. I'm like, I don't, it's a big chunk of in the middle.
Yeah,
you know?
It's got to be hot.
Yeah.
Do you have one that has like a good like fruity sauce? Like I saw that you have the mango chutney. Like I feel like that on the brie would be really good.
The sandwich I'm talking about right now is actually called the Pensacola Club, and it has craisins, the dried craisins.
Those are actually really good.
With the walnuts and bacon, turkey, lettuce,
so
tomato,
afterward,
avocado.
We're going to need to go get some of those.
Yeah, it's. I mean, it is a really good sandwich. I like the brie hot. Personally, so
I'm trying to find this post that my dad shared earlier today, which was something about cheese being just as addictive as hard drugs in some scientific study that's just come out, and it was on Facebook, so it must be true, but but they were saying that cheese, per your reaction of oh Jesus, is really one of those things that for some people it's really addictive.
Speaking of addictive items.
Cheese and bacon, I would say. You know? See? There you go.
You had me a bacon.
Have you guys seen the new Beyonce video?
No.
Okay, so I know like everyone's talking about it right now, but for the foodie life, you know, version of it, I guess, you know, she gives a shout out to Red Lobster. Oh. That when he does things right, I guess will be the PG version of those lyrics. But when he does things right, then she'll take him to Red Lobster. And so we heard on the radio earlier that their sales have gone up 33% since that song came out.
So that's crazy. Just need to send her a line like, hello.
Yeah. Yeah. We just need to let her know.
Come and have some brie bacon dip and throw me out on your song, please.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Like Red Lobster is like, this is the best thing to happen to us in years. Like,
my question is, what's the guy going to have? What's the guy going to have to do for Beyonce to buy him Red Lobster or a brie dip?
Yeah. Who knows? This is like mud.
Uh-oh.
This is new to me.
Not in a bad way.
This is new to me as well.
It's really sick.
Make me nervous.
What is this?
This comes from Slippery Rock, Pennsylvania. This is North Country Brewing Company, Buck Snort Stout. It's
Buck Snort.
Buck Snort. It's looking for beer hunters. And it's got the Hunter Orange on the can. It is a canned item. And you can find this at Hop Jacks and really the Tin Cow. And they call it
thick.
They call it a West Coast style stout, which I guess unless really? They're like aggressively hopping the stout, which I'm about to find out right now. Let's try it.
No, this is like an old English style stout. It's thick and as mm-hmm. dark as this is.
Yeah, it certainly smells that way. Yeah. So I got a lot of like dry cocoa and some coffee, a little bit of dried fruit.
It does not make me want to kill a bear. But it is quite tasty.
It has got a good, rich mouthfeel without being too chewy. It's tasty stuff.
Huh.
It's a good pickup.
Let me see that one. What's it called again? Big.
Bucksnort.
Bucksnort Stout. West Coast style. Quality ale. North Country. All right. So we'll put pictures on the site, too, when we repost so they can find this stuff. So all
you love our cans. You love looking at our cans.
Well, it's like Joe said. You know, just throw me right under the bus there, Renee. Thanks.
Stop looking at our cans.
But I told Joe when the first batch you guys ever brought in, it was this like it was an art show more than it was beer, just because of the really cool graphics that these people do.
With all the competition these days, you know,
it's the only way to stand out.
It jumps off the shelf and visually grabs your attention.
It makes me dizzy. It's like looking at all of them on a shelf will seriously make you dizzy.
Speaking of making me dizzy, something else we're going to do with Pensacon this year, because there's a lot of Mallrats guests coming for a reunion of sorts. There's a moment in the movie where this character Willem is trying to see what's hiding in the Magic Eye posters. Now, this is one of those things you're talking about dating.
Yeah.
You know, dating a project.
Yeah.
Because you don't see Magic Eye posters.
I still have the
those
book.
Those were the rage.
I still have the book.
When you and I were in high school.
Yeah.
And they would have whole stores, whole kiosks in yep. every mall that specialize in these Magic Eye posters.
So
poor Willem, who never sees the sailboat. You know, we're going to have a couple different.
Do you remember the Seinfeld episode they did that? They
oh,
did
yeah,
with?
Yeah. Mr. Pitt.
Yeah, ends up with the ink. Yeah.
He gets distracted.
Yeah,
and ends up looking like a Hitler. That's a stretch, but it got there.
Renee just took a bite, so I really can't ask you the question, but I'm going to do it anyway. I know you remember the posters. You know what we're talking about, right? It was like a big fuzzy picture, but then if you like crossed your eyes and stood back, yeah. it would turn into this huge.
You have to relax
3D.
Your eyes and look through the poster.
With the lights, like the felty ones?
No, not black light.
But that was a generation defender too.
Yes.
So what were they called? They were
the Magic Eye posters.
Magic Eye, yeah. And then there was another one. It was like Mind's. I think it was Mind. Am I thinking of the band? I'm thinking of the band.
Mind's Eye.
Mind's Eye.
I don't know.
Yeah, so it's a totally magic eye. That's what they were called. People would literally get lost in them for hours trying to figure out how it worked.
And it was digitally created. It was just a bunch of random squares and colors
pixels.
And if you look through it a certain way, just like how stereoscopic 3D works, in a movie
if
theater,
you know that sort of thing,
movie theaters that show 3D movies, it's like two overlapping images shown side by side at the same time, and the glasses you wear kind of like bring them into focus, and that's what gives it the 3D effect.
Okay.
Same thing would happen with these posters. And not everyone could see them, so people just go nuts. And that is a touch point in this movie Mallrats, is Willem's character never being able to see it, but everyone else can see it, including these little kids who he has to yell at them, and then, you know, not to spoil anything, but Stan Lee from, you know, guy who's like basically Marvel Comics himself,
yeah.
He walks by, he's like, oh, a sailboat. And the guy flips out. So part
so
of what
it
we're
a surprise
gonna...
of what it would be like did you not
I feel like you're knew. Talking about like psychology flip card pictures
to the same extent, like, but it was done with this like 3D digital pixel art kind of thing. I'm gonna have to pull this stuff out when we're done here.
Yeah. We're gonna have a few of these that our graphic design guy Chris is making for us, so if our guests during Pensacon weekend can stare at the poster and tell us what the image is,
what it is,
we're going to give a bag of chocolate-covered pretzels, which is another reference point from the movie.
So, you got to go see this movie, I'm telling you.
I know. I'm going to see it with the stars.
You might need to
VIP
you might need to pre-watch it.
So that I can get the jokes. Oh, so I can ask you ahead of time so that when I'm like standing
right.
next to
she's
Jay
on.
And Silent Bob, I can be like, oh my God, that's so funny. Thank you, Keith.
Jay will be here, Jason Mewes, but Silent Bob, I have no idea if he's going to surprise Pensacon's guests or not. They did unfortunately
Jason's going to be here?
Jason Mewes will be here. Joey Lord
still have the long hair and the
he's short hair. He's gone through rehab. He's looking buff and lean and mean. Well, I think one of my favorite appearances he did that wasn't one of Kevin Smith's movies was John Gulager's movie Feast.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
Oh, that movie redefines what a horror movie could be. It's so much fun. Yeah, Joey Lauren Adams is also going to be here from Mallrats. Michael Rooker, who's also in Guardians of the Galaxy and Henry Portrait of a Serial Killer. I actually named a drink after him at the Tin Cow.
And we're going to have some really cool people
here. Tell us about
cool
some of your
here.
Cool drinks, because yeah, I mean, you put a lot of thought and nerdy knowledge into these drinks.
For Michael Rooker, he was in the 1986 horror movie Henry Portrait of a Serial Killer. And I'm thinking
that's a good movie.
It is. It's really intense, though. A lot of people were freaked out by it because it was like watching a horror movie through the eyes of the antagonist, not the protagonist, right, which is the norm. Well, us being the Tin Cow and having milkshakes and everything, I thought,
oh yeah, that's color it red.
Henry,
right?
Portrait of a Serial Eater is going to be my milkshake in his honor. That's going to have some Three Olives Loopy Vodka, some Fruit Loop cereal, maybe some Fruity Pebbles to garnish over the whipped cream, brandy cherry, a little bit of grenadine to give it that red color. Fred Williamson, who was a football linebacker legend. I mean, he very famously said he was going to bust this guy's head and that guy's head when he was playing for the steel curtain.
Back when it was legal.
Pittsburgh. Yeah. Oh, he also turned actor, though, and he's also a very adept martial artist, and that's what got him a role in Robert Rodriguez's movie From Dusk Till Dawn. I'm thinking From Dusk Till Dawn,
a great flick, by the
Tequila
way.
Sunrise, From Dusk Till Tequila. Hey, I've got a theme drink for him, and our twist on that's going to be some Jose Cuervo Sin. So it's got like a little cinnamon accent. I think that's going to work well with the orange juice. And then I can't get away from this drink. I tried it last year as a cocktail, and it didn't sell very well. So this time is a martini with a new variation on it. My Jaws theme martini, I call it Quint's Demise. If you're a fan of the movie, you know that Quint and his boat
and his
went
boat
down pretty hard. So that's gonna be a Three Olives raspberry martini. A couple items floated into it, make it look like you're out in the ocean water, and we're gonna just put some Swedish fish in there, make it a little fun.
Okay, so raspberry sour
mix, a little bit of strawberry and melon liqueur to
awesome.
Give it that ocean water look that looks like Quint's just been chomped in half by big fish. That's just at the Tin Cow. The comic theme drinks at Hop Jacks.
Are you guys doing a costume contest?
We tried last year, and because so many people were in the cosplay contest at the Sanger, everyone just kind of threw all their attention to that. And that's happening again this year. It's way too big. So it's like, you know what? If we like what you're doing for your costume, especially if you're sharing it to our social media with the hashtag Pensacon, then I've got a couple things planned that I haven't mentioned yet that I'm going to go ahead and reward some people with for like going above and beyond the Call of Duty, as it were. I mean, I got a pretty extensive comic collection going back, some of them to the like 1960s. So I think it's like, well, man, you did a great job of that costume. Here, I want you to have something on my personal collection. Or, hey, you know what? You're wearing that really awesome Deadpool costume. The movie's coming out like this weekend. And I've got this really cool oversized Deadpool poster of my friend Marcus Rimmer at Creative Instinct printed for me. And it's like, man, this is like poster size vinyl. You know, it's like a whole comic book page come to life.
Win a piece of Tim's stash, you know?
Yeah, you're dressed up like Deadpool. Now the costume's spot on. Hey, man, let me get your name. I'm going to get you hooked up with that poster right there. Something
awesome.
Like that. I mean,
he also, if they're big beer drinkers and stuff like that, Tim's the one who everyone comes to me thinking that I have the cool swag. I have the hookup. No, this guy, he's the one that hangs out with them. He drinks with them. He, you know, they're like, hey, we've got these cool hats and t-shirts.
You got a stash
coolers
in the office, don't you?
I do.
He has to hide it, though, because people will, like, totally go.
The servers, especially. If I bring any swag downstairs for like one of our pint nights, it's like they just smell it across the room. I mean, normally they don't even care about your existence. And it's like they're wandering. It's like, Schwag? Do I smell Schwag?
So when any of the reps would bring, are you spilling stuff already?
Yeah, just a little. It's okay though.
That's all right. Hey,
you know not to wear white shirts
in
this industry.
I'm not to.
But yet every chef coat we've been told to wear was white. I hated it.
Oh, yes.
So whenever the vendors would bring in whatever it was, I mean, anything from free food, like, hey, try these fried shrimp or whatever, or as simple as the little American Express keychains or something you'd get from your payment processor, would literally start fights.
Yeah.
Because it was free stuff and it had a logo and it was nuts.
Food that's free to me is one of my favorite things on the whole planet.
Oh, yeah.
Anytime the food is free for me.
Or that I didn't have to cook.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, oh, my God, I can have some of this food. Sweet. Mm-hmm. And just keep me away from your food. I will eat your food. All the other stuff. I mean, when you first start, it's like, yeah, this is really cool. I mean, I got this Frisbee. I got these keychains, mm-hmm. bottle openers. I mean.
Yeah. A mug of something with somebody's logo on it.
Now it's just like, got half my wardrobe
is somebody else's brand.
Is your comic book collection or your pint glass collection bigger?
Ooh, good question.
Comic book collection, definitely.
Yeah, mine would be the pint glass. I don't have any comic books anymore.
And I haven't even collected seriously since 91 when I was saving money to go to Germany. I mean, these days it's like so hard to keep up. It's just, okay, the cool story, I'll buy the graphic novel.
Yeah.
And that makes me much less of a comic book nerd than I should be.
No, well, don't
I'm not a purist.
You're not a purist. Like, I'm like, I don't even, like, oh, Archie and the gang. Like, no. Yeah, I remember buying
that's
those
a different
at the
Kevin
supermarket.
Smith movie.
Like,
yeah.
That's a joke in a different Kevin Smith movie.
So, my pint collection actually has dwindled down because I've broken more than I've kept, I think.
So after I watch the movie, are you going to come? We're going to have some liquid marijuana over at Hop Jack's.
Well, this window's not going to be advertised. Yeah.
Let's go ahead and clear the air here.
That's a shot we're doing for Jay. Shot we're doing for Jay and Silent Bob at Hop Jack's. You know, with all the Mallrats people, I thought it'd be fun to give a drink to them. So we're calling it Snoochie Boochies, which is Jay's catchphrase.
Are you
going to
come do some Snoochie Boochies?
When is this?
It's going to be the whole weekend, actually. Okay. It's just, we're designated.
So it's not this weekend, it's next, right?
Next weekend. Next weekend. 19th, 20th, 21st.
I might be able to come try Snoochie Boochie.
There's a couple places that
just
are
to have to say the name Snoochie Boochie in public. Right. Absolutely.
Yeah. But some of the participants are doing actual after parties. We're just keeping an after party theme going on throughout the whole weekend to be in the spirit of Pensacon for the weekend.
This is awesome. So how much of whatever event is going on, can we always wrap some form of food, drink, beverage, excuse to party into?
I mean, you've seen with all the political stuff, right? Yeah. Like you've seen, you know, the Donald Trump sandwich and, you know, all these different things.
That's funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's the big the sandwich place? Is it Earl of Sandwich? I think it's down in Disney, but they do that.
Disney Springs. Yeah. The Earl of Sandwich.
Every sandwich is some form of political king or something, and it's just been wrapped into really cool marketing.
Yeah, makes fun a little, life a little more fun and interesting. You know?
Yeah. All right, so Snoochie Boochies, what else?
What's the
Dark Knight?
That was our big seller last year, and that one's very simple. I try and keep the drinks as simple as possible for the bartenders and for the guests at the same time, so they know they're getting something tasty, doesn't take too many steps to make it. No layered shots.
It's not a Long Island iced tea.
Dark Knight is very straightforward. It's our Batman-themed drink. Crack and dark rum, a little bit of vanilla liqueur, and then we finish it off with a beetroot beer over ice.
Yeah.
That sold like gangbusters last year. We sold more of those than our kryptonite jello shots, you know?
Yeah.
And the last one.
Jello shots. Ugh.
Yeah. Texture?
Yes.
They're so easy, though. And
it took me 26 years just to get an oyster, which now I can't get enough.
Well, you
put a jello shot, and I'm switching laundry all over the table.
You're the weirdest chef ever.
I'm telling you. Just no, I'd rather have the liquor.
I went to a crew ball recently, you know, Mardi Gras. This was my first, you know, being in Pensacola. It's intense out here. And so I went to a crew ball and they had jello shots. I mean, tons of them for hip huggers. And so I was taking some and this girl comes up and she was like, actually, a couple other girls just taught me the classy way to take jello shots. So I never knew this, but apparently
there's technique.
Yes. You take so that you don't like, you know how you can like, take your finger and go around. Yep. Yeah. Uh-huh. But then your finger gets sticky and that's not classy and cute. No. So what you do is you take the plastic lid and you make it like a little scoop around the outside and then you can scoop it up with the lid and take it and your fingers don't get sticky and you're just a classy little drunk.
Oh, I love that tip.
Little did we know.
Yeah.
And Keith, you just mentioned oysters and I know this is something that might be a sore subject, but what just happened out there? What happened to AJ's?
Oh, yeah, they had a fire last night.
Yeah, that fire last night. It actually, I've seen pictures for today. It's not as bad as it looked last
night. That's what they were saying
last night.
Last night looked like the whole place was going up, but I think it's just the outer piece of the deck. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's
so it stinks to have it, but at least like AJ's can still operate today.
They're already out there, you know, building it back out. I think
that's a landmark down there.
I don't know if they were operating today or not. They were waiting for the them to come by.
The inspector to be like, get rid of all the foam.
But they were just hoping that, you know, they would say yes, because I think that the inside and, you know, the kitchen, yeah, everything's all still fine. It's just the upstairs.
Yeah. So what happened? How did it start?
I'm not sure. I didn't read the article. Social media last night, and I see Renee's reposting this photo, and she's like, I'm literally in a fetal position right now. I have so many good memories. Yeah. I can't be gone.
Yeah. But you have to, and I'm glad they put it out, because you got to admit that place is a tinderbox, just as much as any wooden restaurant that's been.
Remember the Ore House?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. We actually took in a bunch of their employees to keep them financially gained.
Do you remember?
Is that a phrase?
Well, we're going to
some beers here today.
Do you remember the place where the Elks Lodge is now on the beach? It was like the Sabine restaurant. Anyway, I got hit by lightning, and the roof was tin, but the body of the restaurant was wood, and it had been there for so long, just like AJ's. And literally one spark, and the thing just was like a tinderbox, man, just boom, gone.
I don't know if you guys are familiar with.
Yeah, it was right. It's where the Elks Lodge is now.
That's kind of down a little ways, right?
It's right. You come over the bridge. You've got the water tanks, and then you've got right before Shaggy's.
Oh, okay.
Oh, on the right.
That's
there.
An Elks Lodge.
Yes, it is now.
Yep, he's right.
Oh. I can't remember the name of it, man. Same concept. The part of it caught, and they just couldn't get to it in time. The wind blew, and just boom, gone.
Well, did you see that there was a strip club in Okaloosa County that was on fire too yesterday? It was a bad day for Okaloosa County. AJ's and the strip club's gone. I don't know what people are going to do, but no.
Might make you start
the Matador was on fire as well. Some people were joking. They're like, maybe the people just didn't want to clean up after, so they just were like, we'll just burn it.
Yeah. And all I know is that you keep eating oysters and you're going to get that funny glow going. Next thing you know, you want to see some naked women. So I think this might have been religiously motivated. I'm going to get rid
I think I'm not touching that with a 10-foot pole. That is all. These views are not the views of Foodie Life. So okay, you guys, so we're getting close to the end of time. Is there anything else we need to let people know about?
Just that the Roly Poly sandwiches are delicious, and they should be eating them.
And get some jerk sauce to go on them.
Yes.
I know. I'm really excited to know that we can get them delivered to us.
Yes.
Like, I think we're going to have an office Roly Poly party.
Please do. I wanted to mention earlier that for the first time, I had a hard time imagining liquor in a milkshake. Mm-hmm. So I guess it was about 2 weekends ago, my mother takes me to Tin Cow. She is a huge fan of your milkshake drinks. So she says to me, Diana, have a milkshake drink with me. And I'm like, I don't know how I feel about that. I don't know. But I have to
tell you. You drink Bushwhackers, don't you?
No. I'm funny about the milk
thing.
Get out. I'm sorry. It's the milk thing. It just throws me off. But the milkshake, I had Almond Joy.
Yes.
Delicious. Like, completely changed my mind.
So Renee says it's the cure for having wisdom teeth pulled. Except you can't suck out of the straw. You just have to
spoon it right in.
I could go with that. Yeah. But it was it truly was delicious, and I will be back to try another.
Excellent.
I think there was a cookies and cream on there I wanted to try. Yeah.
And this is a perfect segue. We were recently named by Yahoo.com.
Yeah.
Best milkshake in the state of Florida.
That's awesome.
I think
key
I
lime
saw
pie.
That.
So can you add whatever you have suggested liquors to go in them, right? But you can really add.
We still have a custom.
Can you do the
custom?
Yeah, it's
a custom menu that I saw.
Custom milkshake, just like with the burgers, you know.
You just circle what you want.
Oh, that's like my
or whatever.
Roll your
the check,
own.
You know, check
yeah.
it off.
Yeah,
like a roll, like a make your own.
We've done a contest before where it's like whatever concept we thought was the best, we made permanent to the milkshake menu.
Awesome.
So. People can look
we
at all the
toppings.
We need
to make one for your wisdom tooth.
Yeah, right. I think it's like a cure. Mix of the pecan pie one and the Cinnabon or something
oh
like
my
that.
Gosh.
With Fireball.
Why is Fireball always? It sounds like a great idea, and the next day it's an awful idea.
Because that's why.
Yeah,
like, it is awful. Like I was talking to somebody at the bar last night. We went and played trivia over at Blend, and we're talking and I'm like, oh my gosh, like we were so crazy to after the parade, you know, have Fireball shots. We're so nuts. Oh my gosh, let's take some right now. And so we did.
And that's how it starts. It is. Oh, let's just do a shot. And then, you know, 2 hours later, you're like, oh, maybe I should not have done.
Anything that comes that quickly to you should, you know, things that come easily in life and that kind of bang and buzz. I've recently discovered that any alcohol that does not gain its color from barrel aging, therefore artificial, including my beloved Sailor Jerry.
It's
just really not good
for you,
which is, I have not touched any Sailor Jerry since Super Bowl Sunday, and I feel better, you know, 3 days later. than I have in like the last calendar year.
Don't tell Sailor Jerry though.
I know, right?
That's pretty
Jerry,
good. That's pretty good rum too. You are going to get kicked off the boat.
In moderation. I mean, I'm not abandoning.
Again, these views are not the views of Foodie Life. Thank you.
So it's not it's not caffeine level yet. Like, it's not that much of a health decision for you.
It's been doing weird stuff to me. But then again, you know, it's been more than one or two in a sitting, and they're strong. But
like maybe 10.
Not 10.
Okay, guys. I'm going to get us out of here.
Yeah, come to our beer dinner, our wine dinner, and I look forward to doing some snoochie boochies with you.
Yeah, go do some Pensacon stuff.
Or the Man of Stoli Martini. That's the last drink we got at Hop Jack's. Man of Stoli.
Stoli Blueberry Strawberry Liqueur. I can never say that word. Curacao. No, Curacao. And Sprite and Sour.
Yeah. Mm. Just a play on words. Man of Steel, Man of Stoli.
I'm going to stick with the Snoochie Boochies.
Snoochie Boochies. Yeah.
All right, you guys. This has been Pensacola Business Radio, Foodie Life. You can find us at Pcola Radio X on Twitter or at Foodie Life 1 on Twitter. You can find us on Facebook at Pcola BRX or, again, at Foodie Life 1. You can find us on our website at pensacola.businessradiox.com or on our website for foodielife1.weebly.com. Again, it's been Pensacola Business Radio, where business is good and your work matters. Mm-hmm.